Darkness 100% beeswax candles, which after the fact will be blessed by Father Voigt up in the Minnesota area. Be sure to contact her at KathleenLOloney@gmail.com for further information, or if you want to place your order today. Then you got Samantha Wiesing in doTERRA essential oils, and she's reminding everyone to take 2 drops of lemon, 2 drops of lavender, 2 drops of peppermint. It's sort of an allergy shot, if you will, and it'll kill inflammation or bacteria on ear, nose, and throat. Samantha joined us for a podcast a month or two ago discussing her 100% therapeutic grade essential oils. And she's reminding people to stay off pharmaceutical drugs as much as possible. But contact her at samantha.wiesing@gmail.com for more information on her product line. Chris Gagne inviting all Catholics and those like mine to please remember those who have gone before us. It's not just an early November thing. It's an everyday thing, right? So, Chris, I know that you are doing a fantastic job up there with Father Voigt in the Minnesota area. Keep doing what you're doing. And drop a line here soon. Haven't heard from you in a little bit. Joe Blazak at 247rosary.com. Playing the traditional rosary every half hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can contact Joe to get signed up for the Wednesday night special we got going on at pray at 247rosary.com. And last but not least, jacksberry.com, our first ever sponsor here at Trackhead. And that's John Dean, the man behind the scene for that one. And listen, John, thank you for all that you're doing. Continue to keep John in your prayers, if I could ask of that, and get on over to jacksberry.com. And ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go with Terrell Blackstar. And as always, we're going to allow him for the opening segment, if you will, to cover his latest Dark Star report. Then we'll break down different categories like economics, like politics, like geopolitics, like pandemic slash death jab. But go ahead, Terrell. Thanks so much for joining us. The floor is all yours.
Hello, Eric. Thank you for having me. And you caught me just at a perfect time. It looks like we just had our backside Atlantic quake, 7.0 Solomon Island. As you were doing your sharing your information, then I was flipping through all types of pages showing you related information, charts, and things like that. Remember that if you go to brighteon.com, or if you go to my website, terrell03.com, and you scroll down the page, or there's a link right at the top, full videos. If you click, you'll see my Brighteon channel, all the content there, so you can go up and down and catch up on what's happening with the Black Star reports. So what we're looking at right now, I'm reporting on week 38 today, because of Thanksgiving, the report comes out on Wednesday, and we had the Solomon Island quake that just struck. And I did the analysis on it and found out, lo and behold, I have that information pulled up right here. 7.0 Solomon Islands quake struck on the Black Star center line. So there's a center line running between the Black Star and the Sun that moves left in the orbit diagram. That's constantly moving as the Black Star is moving left. The Earth is moving at 66,000 miles per hour, and the Earth is rotating at 1,000 miles per hour. And so what I do is I take the exact moment of the quake and pull up solar system scope and stop the Earth at that moment and then take a look around and see if the Sun and the Earth and the Black Star are in alignment. I'm showing right here Scorpio constellation and Libra constellation on the right, the line drawn straight down, and the epicenter is exactly at the antipode location, which is the opposite side of the planet from where the quake struck in the Solomon Islands. So I'm showing you where the head pops up. Got a little program here and some images. And it's a hit, which has happened. It happens about 25% of the time. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes it does. And this is one of the times that it did. So what that means is that we hit a speed bump moving behind the Black Star. And if you go to terrell03.com, I'm pulling it up right now. Of course, this event hasn't been added to the Black Star event timeline yet. I really want to make it through the November 26th window. That's what's supposed to happen on November 26th is what it's called for. But even other quakes have been 4 days off. Fukushima was off by exactly 4 days, as a matter of fact, earlier on in the investigation. It looks like this is going to be the backside alignment, but we're going to go through Saturday by my next Thursday's report. Then I have enough data gathered to know if this is indeed our backside alignment quake. I'm going to be surprised if it's not the more time that goes by. There's also a lot of related activity. We had 4 of the 6 magnitude earthquakes that just struck this week, 34 of the 5 magnitude earthquakes, and it's been some time since we've had 4 consecutive weeks of 30 or more on the 5-magnitude earthquakes. I'm scrolling up the chart, and you can see the last time that happened was, well, the period began, it was late March to April 2022, when we had 4 consecutives, and we've had a lot of greens values. That's below 30 events for the 5-magnitude earthquakes for quite some time. And so right here, whenever we're projected to have all this activity, this whenever the uptick has come for the 6-magnitude earthquakes, this is the first 4 that we've had in a couple of months on the 6-magnitude earthquakes. And we've had quite a number. We had 2 Fiji quakes, 7-magnitude, and that Tonga quake for week 37, now the Solomon Islands quake. And whenever I'm doing my report, then I'm seeing a pattern. And what we're seeing is the origination zone and what's happening deep inside the Earth. Originally, the global tectonic fault line unzipping phenomenon was identified, and I'm going up the chart and showing you guys, if you go and check out this video, which will be uploaded, it'll be already uploaded by the time you hear this, but I'm looking back at early 2021, and you see these 8-magnitude earthquakes and the 7-magnitude earthquakes. There's a pattern between these and these, that it's outside orbital position around the O position, that are, these are all shallow quakes. They're between 20 and 70 kilometers, no deep ones. The difference is now, so I'm showing you right now, the near side Lima quake, that was 7.2, Peru. Last year that was 7.3, China. When we pass between the two stars, now we're passing on the backside. But the pattern with these quakes you're seeing, which I'm pulling up Earthquake 3D right now, these quakes are striking. One of them struck below the transition zone, 665 kilometers below the surface over here on the Fiji side of the origination zone. So what's happening is this is a pattern that was identified some time ago with the unzipping phenomenon. It begins here in the origination zone on the right side that I'm showing you, on the Fiji side, and then the unzipping followed the fault lines all the way around the world. And the unzipping stopped where we are looking. It's between where we have a 5.2 and a 6.2, the 6.2 that just struck, just off the Mexico, off the U.S.-Mexico border here. This region right here is where that unzipping stopped, and it looks like it's trying to pick up again. I expect to see evidence of this whenever we are at the peak of this uptick period, which we are reaching at this moment in time. Then there's another series of earthquakes that struck up here along the Aleutian Island chain. This is also, I'm pointing them out right now, this is where the unzipping stopped at the same time as the two pair of 5.9s off the United States. So what's happening is these deep quakes are striking, following the same pattern as the unzipping. They are moving around the planet, and they're going to converge in off the coast. Well, we have a 5.2 over here off the Azores. So if you're following my reports, you've been hearing that the energy is going to push through the Rock of Gibraltar along quarter 3 and strike the Mid-Atlantic Ridge as we get to outside orbital position. That's exactly what happened. Then you have a 6.1 over here. That's part of the unzipping. That's following the same pattern as previous. So this 6.1, this is in the same family as this 6.2. That's right here. And we had a series of quakes here in Japan. The 6.1 that struck there. The unzipping is happening right before our eyes is what's happening. Earth is testifying. These are the birth pangs of 1 Thessalonians 5, start at verse 1. They're the birth pangs that come suddenly, like the birth pangs, the destruction comes suddenly, like the birth pangs upon a woman with child. These are the precursor quakes. This superplume inside of our planet is growing out of control, and it messes with the Earth right now. It's reaching its maximum heat as we're coming to the peak of this uptick period. The horn formations are stuck in the up position, and it's pushing from the inside outward. So what's happening, separating those tectonic plates, and there's a secondary separation that's happening in the Earth mantle transition zone. That's what's causing these deep earthquake events and the pattern that's going around the world. So that last week in my report, we had more harmonic tremors on the Earth. We had 11 under the Fiji side, and we had a whole bunch of them along quarter 1. That's more than we've had. Only one other time did we have more. So the Earth is giving us signs, the birth pangs, signs that something's happening inside. And that's what the numbers are all showing. And whenever I pull up the charts, like this chart right here, you can see that it says greater potential for large earthquakes right in this red zone. That's whenever this is what's happening, right where we're moving through the red zone. So we're passing behind the sun relative to the black star, which means that we're about 93 days, which is going to be around February the 22nd through the 26th. We're about 93 days from starting the next black star orbit cycle there in the third week in February of 2023. Then we'll be about 92 and a decimal days away from the near side alignment quake. I'm pointing it to it, the line here, electromagnetic jolt that we're going to receive. That's if the black star is still some distance away. If the black star is there when wherever we are approaching it, going 66,000 miles per hour, then the Earth suffers that destruction that Paul describes that comes suddenly through a series of magnetically induced geological pole shifts. So this is the next opportunity, May of 2000 and May 29th, 26th through 29th of 2023. So we are now moving into the horseshoe of the black star orbit, so there is zero chance of having a geological pole shift moving forward. That threat comes as we're approaching this line that I'm pointing to here on the chart on May 29th, 2023. So that's where we are in the black star orbit cycle. That's where everything stands. And again, you can subscribe to the newsletter program and get these updates. These newsletters come out every Thursday. And for those that want everything for free, you can go and just click on the links and follow me on Brighteon, my daily reports and my weekly reports. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's follow up with just a few specific headlines, get your comments on. And I also want to get your comments on regards to what's the weather been like in your area. I mean, we're going through some pretty crazy weather here in the Ohio Valley area. I mean, some days it could be like super warm for this time of year, then dipping back down to cold, like up and down, up and down. I'm wondering if that has contributed to my sickness. So I want to go to that level first, because there's an awful lot of unvaccinated people getting sick, such as myself. I put out on my Substack page just asking my followers, like, hey, are you guys noticing this also too? Because all my followers are unvaccinated. I had a few of my followers even indicate they've been sick for like 5 weeks with some upper respiratory thing. So we're wondering if like chemtrails, like what are they spraying? Are we the new, you know, the new phase of the bioweapons or whatever?
Okay.
What's your thoughts? Weather, new bioweapon, what's going on here?
Okay. So upper respiratory virus is spreading throughout the hospitals. It's spreading throughout the vaxxers because their immune systems are compromised. And the biological weapon vectoring is intensifying with every passing day. So you have people walking around that are incubators for everything that's coming along, and then you are becoming exposed to that. I highly, highly recommend, I have it pulled up on my page right here, that you guys be on weight chart doses of nanosilver for the duration going forward. That's the way me and my people are staying clean of all these things that are trying to happen. Because it's not just the Herald strain of the biological weapon. It's SARS, which is it's not a virus. It's not a retrovirus or a coronavirus. It's a biological weapon engineered for the genocide of the global population. It's a binary biological weapon. So the Herald strain's been sent out. And even the symptoms of long COVID, it was 10% of the population that had symptoms of long COVID. Then it was 20%. Now it's 33%. And in some categories of people, it's 90%. So you have spike protein circulating inside of people, and it's destroying them from the inside out. It just takes a while. You do not want the Herald strain circulating in your system, because it behaves like a retrovirus. It's twisting its own RNA, including 18 coded HIV inserts, into your RNA, and then it's breaking through and injecting itself into the nucleus. What that means is whenever the cell divides again, it's going to be, well, altered DNA. So the immune system will let that happen for a while, but then after a while, the immune system is going to recognize it and then start attacking you. That's happening in a greater percentage of the population. The next problem is transfection. You say, well, I'm not vaccinated. Well, you don't know that, because this biological weapon and the biological weapon vax is engineered to transfect everybody else. So this technology has been out for a long time. They vaccinate a few deer out in the forest, and those deer interact with the other deer, and then those interact, and it spreads to everybody. That's what this is. So you may be transfected already, and you don't even know it. a higher percentage of the population has been transfected. Then you had the Deltacron, the recombinant strain monster that was released at outside orbital position in February of 2022. So that is spreading also, like the Herald strain, as a reproductive number greater than 10, which means it only requires 3 months to go to the entire global population. So you have all these different strains that are out there. Then you have people running to the hospitals right now. I mean, my mother-in-law, they opened up a new wing down in Florida. She's been diagnosed with cancer, late stage cancer. It came back because her immune system's torn up because she took the vax and she refuses to go on the NanoSilver. And so she is, you know, not long for the world, but they opened up a new wing because they had her out in the hallway. They opened up a new wing and that filled up immediately. And the hospitals in the United States are under assault right now. It's showing up in Canada first. They're under complete assault and it's going to come to the entire United States. So this weather phenomenon that is related, this is the polar vortex phenomenon that is sending cold air south and warm air north. The Earth is maintaining equilibrium using the polar vortex phenomenon because the ocean conveyor broke in 2010 to 2012. So that's been going on. We usually get our first snow here in Northwest Arkansas after Thanksgiving. We've already had 3 rounds of snow here already. So it's a hit and miss thing. We can get hit by it repeatedly all winter, or we can be missed. And so far we're being hit, and you can see the Northeast just buried in the records in Buffalo. You know, it's 10, it's just gigantic records that they've never seen before. So this phenomenon is going to continue to get worse. So I highly, highly recommend you come to the website, watch the webinars. Then you can see how to purchase, mix, and store your own NanoSilver. You get $800 worth for $100. I pay for the shipping, and I'll give you the education too on exactly what to do. You can help yourself. You can help your family. Everybody's about to come together as a family, like pre-COVID, and they're going to be transfecting one another. On the other side of this, then the hospitals are really going to become under assault because they don't realize that the biological weapon is transfecting and moving through the population. The next problem with this is that I said it's a binary biological weapon, the 5G activation. So there's videos here on the website, the Prather Report, and Todd Callender. He's the guy that has the DARPA bioweapons contact that's sharing information about the 5G. It doesn't have to be 5G activated. It could be 3G, 4G. It could be radio waves. AI is highly sophisticated, like the biological weapon. And they're going to activate this biological weapon. You see the pushback and all the lawsuits and everything. Well, that's part of their game. As soon as it looks like the cabal is on the run, they're going to activate the biological weapon, and millions of people are going to start dying of Marburg and hemorrhagic fever, and that is going to be the beginning of the end. Everything's going to stop. There's going to be no more mail deliveries, no more UPS, nothing is going to be able to happen after that. The whole world is going to descend into chaos, and then mayhem, and then pandemonium. So this NanoSilver, you need to keep in your system. It is going to strengthen your immune system to help you and your family, and then it's going to stop the RNA replication, the oxygen enzyme activity, and then the sodium borate. Again, I'm going to give you the education on it. That is what stops the AI aspect. The AI cannot communicate with the nanobots if their nylon-like antennae and legs are eaten off. That's what the sodium borate does. So whenever you get your NanoSilver, and I'm showing you right here, you get over $800 worth in education, then you're going to find out what you can do to help yourself and your family, and you're going to be automatically strengthening your immune system. And you're going to, if you're on the weight chart doses, you're going to be protecting yourself against any type of recurring cancers and things like that. NanoSilver is like a miracle from God. I highly, highly recommend it for you and your viewers.
Yeah, good stuff. Appreciate that recap there. I'll get through a few more headlines on the Earth Changes side of things before we get Terrell's breakdown of the latest economic news. We, of course, saw what happened up there in Buffalo, 6 feet of snow in one day. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. I've been through some pretty cool snowstorms growing up in New Jersey myself, and also Chicago, but my goodness, never 6 feet. You had, this is a good recap here from Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog. I'm sure you all know him. He's going to be back on the show in December, by the way. We just had an earthquake yesterday, 6.1 in Turkey, but then there was one in
the coast of Baja there out by Mexico, 6.2, I think it was, 5.2 off of the coast of Oregon on Monday, 5.5. Also in the Ring of Fire area, striking off the coast of Alaska too as well. So a lot happening there. And once one article on strangesounds.org, another great resource, indicates that, and this was yesterday they wrote, this is a headline, energy equivalent to 33 atomic bombs released within 30 hours around the globe. And they just went through the whole list of earthquakes. I won't bore you with the details on that. So that's some of the latest on that level. But economically speaking, Terrell, where are we at? I know one of the big pieces of news that I've covered over the last week was how some major banks like HSBC and Citigroup are going to be partnering with the Federal Reserve of New York to test pilot CBDC. Digital program, so it gives you an indication that, you know, they're not backtracking off of that. But what, anything stand out to you since we last talked on the economic side?
Yes, there's I highly recommend Andy Scheckman over at Miles Franklin, and I'm sharing his latest interview in this week's newsletter. He is on to what's happening with BRICS. You need to be keeping your eye on what's going on with the BRICS nations, with Saudi Arabia joining, with Iran joining, with OPEC Plus joining. Everybody's wanting to join, and they are the India and OPEC, the Saudis, they're making deals to get around the petrodollar. This 50-year accord has been struck between China and Saudi Arabia, and that is going to kill Bretton Woods. It's going to kill the petrodollar. So we're looking for Project Sandman to be executed. It could be executed this Monday. It's going to happen on a Monday. It's likely going to happen after a holiday weekend. It's going to be a multiple day weekend when it happens, likely. And then that we're set up for that right now. I've received emails from people that strongly believe this is going to be the weekend whenever a series of events happen. So if you've read the NASA Future Warfare Strategy Handbook, then you know, 2025, then you know that the plan is for every American Navy carrier to be destroyed in a single day. So Hunga Tonga, the volcanic eruption was not a volcanic eruption. You should be able to realize that by all the related evidence. That was China testing their carrier killer missiles. It was done over the, in the backdrop, in the, as a smoke screen, North Korea launched two missiles the same day. And this was the big test. That's what's going to happen. And then Project Sandman will be executed at the same time. And if, I don't know if you saw it or not, but the sources inside of Germany, where they're becoming draconian, like Canada and other places, they have found evidence of 500,000 troops already there. China, Russia, the BRICS nations. So as these BRIC nations are signing on the dotted line economically, they're also doing it militarily. That's the part that you're not seeing. And the same scenario is happening in the United States. There are already foreign troops here. They're here right now. They're in Canada. They're in Mexico. They're preparing for deployment. Though the Americans are being kept under the illusion that everything's okay economically, and it is most certainly not okay economically. The entire system is collapsing all around us. The media is being used to make everything look like it's okay, but it's not okay. The number of people that are dying from the vax, the transfection, and it's affecting the pipeline. It's affecting the supply chain. People can't hire people. Everything is collapsing all around us, and then the hospitals are going to come under assault. Then whenever the 5G activation of the biological weapon happens, everybody's going to run to the hospital. Everybody's going to run to the hospital, and they're going to be carrying this monster that's going to infect everybody. So the vectoring of the biological weapon goes to the hospitals, which is in the inner cities. And then the cancer of death spreads until millions of people die and then billions of people die. I'm sorry for the, you know, bad news and things like that. But the economy, there hasn't been a real economy since the crash in the 80s. We've had 0% interest rates all this time. Now the Fed's raising it. It's killing foreign economies. It's killing demand here in the United States. You see the housing market is dead, and it's getting worse. The foreclosures on cars, everything is collapsing all around us. The layoffs are right around the corner. Everything was propped up for the midterms. And you know that the elections were stolen. You know that. What's going on in Arizona, what's going on in Pennsylvania, everything, it was stolen, and they're pushing it right in our face. And they're saying, what are you going to do about it? And that's the common theme. Hunter Biden, now they're coming out. and pushing that in our face and like, what are you going to do about it? That's the injustice agenda is everywhere. They're trying to get a response from us. They're trying to get a revolutionary response so that they can sic the military on us, which that's coming anyway. So expect the hospitals are going to get way, way worse. Economy is going to continue to get far, far, far worse. Discretionary income has been obliterated, and it's going to continue to get worse and worse. And it's going to become apparent that genocide is happening all around us, and they're going to rub our noses in it and say, what are you going to do about it? And I'm sorry that that's the way things look moving forward.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you hit the political side. That's where I wanted to go to next. Give us your midterm wrap up. You big on the blood moons, because there was apparently a blood moon that night. I know a lot of people that were talking about that. And then also, what about Trump for 2024? We even get to 2024. And I know there's a lot of Republicans not wanting to deal with him now. A lot of people pushing DeSantis, but
right.
I mean, it's hard to imagine we even get to 2024.
Right. But let's just look at what they're doing. They're using Trump as a distraction. There are no good guys. If they're in power, then they are corrupt. The guy that epitomizes the elite the best is Trump. So DeSantis versus Trump is like Pelosi versus Trump, and the impeachment hearings and everything, it was all a distraction. That's what this is a giant distraction. If Trump and DeSantis were smart, then they would run against each other, but be kind to one another. And then after the primaries, then DeSantis would be the vice president of Trump, and then he would be in the White House. He'd be set up to be in the White House for 12 years. Well, as the vice president first, and then as the president, and as the president. That's what he should do. But that's not what they're doing. They're having this battle back and forth and fighting, because that keeps the attention of everybody, because they're trying to keep you distracted so that you don't look up and see the black star coming. You don't see the genocide that's happening all around us. And you have hopium. They're trying to inject you with large doses of hopium so that you think that somebody's coming to save the day. If somebody's coming to save the day, you don't have to prepare. You don't have to worry about it. That's what's happening to many people on the right. They're being duped into complacency, and they're not going to be prepared. Whenever the dollar's going to crash, if you do not have some silver, small denomination silver, I recommend the silver rounds. That's the moneymetals.com. Talk to Judy. All the information is on my website. Call her, talk to her, try to get some silver rounds. And then Dan over at Miles Franklin, all of his contact information, his direct phone number. He works 7 days a week. Get a hold of him and see what he can do for you. Because if you're just sitting in dollars and you just have a card and all your money's in the bank and it's in CDs, you're going to lose everything. You get that into survival-related commodities, guns, ammo, food, nanosilver. So you're not going to be able to go to the pharmacy. You're not going to be able to go to the doctor. What are you going to do? How are you going to fight the bioweapons or the bacterium? Or the fungi, or the pathogens, the viruses. How are you going to do that? Nanosilver is tested over 650 of them, and you can use it on your skin. You can use it on when you step on a nail. There's 1,001 uses for it. I highly, highly recommend that be part of your survival strategy. Your food, your ammo. I mean, there's a lot of cows and things that have been killed because people can't afford to raise them, and there's going to be severe shortage. So you have an opportunity now, but on the other side of this, you're not going to be able to get a can of canned meat. The shelves are going to be empty. The entire system's going to collapse. And it's like musical chairs with power, water, all the resources. Then, although when the music stops, what you have is what you got. And that's it. And they're going to start sending around these people. It'll be ladies with clipboards at first. Then it'll be military eventually. Checking on people because power's going to go off. You're going to have no water. You're going to have no sewer. And they're going to say, well, hey, guess what? You're in luck because we have a FEMA camp set up right down the road here. And we'll take you over there. We'll provide you transportation. And then those are going to be processing facilities just like Hitler did to process you into fertilizer. So you can be trained to the underground arc cities to feed the children of the New World Order. That's what their plan is.
And on the global police state front, I'm sure you saw this too as well, Terrell. The G20 leaders have now just signed off on the global vaccination passport system, in which they'll use World Health Organization standards. I don't have those 20 countries in front of me, but nevertheless, of course, we're going to be moving forward. So with the latest pandemics, are you a little bit surprised that they haven't, like we're not on lockdowns yet?
No,
at this point?
Nope, not really. Because you're seeing a pullback on all the mandates and everything because, see, they're reaching that 70% number. That's the golden number. 70% vaxxed in the United States, 70% vaxxed in the world, because beyond that, it's impossible to avoid transfection. So they're ensuring that everybody gets transfected. We're moving through that period right now. They want to release everything. They want everybody to go out to the ball game, everybody to all the families to get together, kumbaya and everything, get everybody transfected. Everybody's going to return home, go back to work, go back to church, and infect everybody else. What you're describing is going to happen. They're going to lock everybody down again, and these draconian measures coming out of the G20, realize that the people in the G20 include people like India that are BRICS. They're using communiques, they're using agreements between Russia to get out of trouble with having to point the finger at Russia over Ukraine. They are encouraging every nation on the planet to join BRICS, which will not include the United States. It's not going to include those of us in the West, Europe. It's not going to include South Korea. It's not going to include Japan. Those are the countries that are slated for to be destroyed and invaded. BRICS Plus is going to be their New World Order. That's their plan anyway. So the United States is slated for destruction. And Europe is slated for destruction too. So the from what's coming out of the G20, and you realize that this treaty, that this is something that Biden signs. The Senate doesn't have to approve this. Doesn't have to go through Congress. This can all be mandated. It can all be by executive order. And that's not just the United States. That's everybody. So this is their New World Order that they're trying to push through. This is going to give them the right. This is the vaccine passports. You're going to see all that just launched very rapidly. The chipsets. Remember, that's part of the hydrogels and the chipsets are in the vax. They have the ability to upgrade that hardware and software now remotely. I know this is science fiction sounding, but all of this is connected. So you're going to have the vaccine passport and the chips that are in there that are activated. And if you don't do the right thing and what they say, they can deactivate. They have to destroy the currency because that's where you were talking about the digital, the Fed digital dollar. That's what's going to replace it. That's their plan. And then they're going to give you those digital dollars in your wallet that can be chipped right into your hand, by the way. And then if you don't behave like they say, they turn them all off. They take them all back. That's what the plan is. So they have to destroy the system for the new one to come up. So my problem with the whole deal is I just don't think that they're smart enough to be able to implement that. Remember that lots of people, they don't have the internet. They don't have a digital account. They don't have any. There's no way that they can implement the program and include 100% of the population. It's just impossible. Right. You know, like the country people, they're out, you know, the Amish people, the people that don't even have a cell phone. They wouldn't be able to do that for everybody. And plus, we see what happens to digital currencies. They could, FTX, you can see what happens. And so it's so vulnerable. It seems like a difficult sell right after FTX collapse. And you guys see the corruption with that, how the Dems won elections because of this. And don't think that it's a coincidence that FTX collapsed, Hunter Biden, all the stories coming out. It's all happening at the same time. And it's all happening right as we're passing behind the Sunbelt to the Black Star too. So the whole world is changing right now. By the time we get to February the 22nd to the 26th, it's going to change. A big giant step is going to take place then. And be very watchful. This could be the Monday. One of these Mondays, the whole world is going to change here for Americans. Of what you got is going to be what you got. Go ahead.
Monday, Monday. Wasn't that like an oldie song? Monday, Monday. Or is it? Yeah, that was an oldie song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Monday, Monday. I think so. Yeah, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the time. Before we let you go, anything else we could help you promote? I think we covered the nano silver portion enough, but what about the website?
Okay, yeah, just come to the website. You can now, a lot of people are very angry with PayPal. And it was over a 2015 policy change they were thinking of doing. They never did. So I've had a PayPal account for almost 20 years. And I'm going to stay with PayPal, but a lot of people don't want to. So Zelle is available. You have it attached to your online banking account already. And Cash App, it's just my name, Terrell Croft. Zelle is my website email address, Terrell Croft, terrell@terrell03.com. So if you guys want to go that way, be sure to let me know in the notes what you want. You want Nano Silver, you want a subscription. PayPal is still an option down here. There are four newsletter programs, Mystery Report, Black Star Report. There's a tutor program. You send me your questions, and I'm happy to answer them. Free videos over here, and I'm pointing to all these things on the website and the video, by the way. So these are the introductory videos. You can get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained. You get your Nano Silver, you get a free copy of my book, The Mystery Explained, and the extended, that's the EPUB version. You also get the extended PDF version of that. You also get a copy of my book, The 9/11 Truth, Exposing the Cheney Rumsfeld Black Operation. That's all free. If you want a physical book, 555 pages, 80 color-coded diagrams, then you can get it right here at the website. Just click on the link if it's international or if it's here in the United States. And you got your audio radio shows are here at the website too. They can come to the website, get a free Black Star Report newsletter and a free Mystery Report newsletter. And you can always write to me here at this address that I'm pointing to, terrell@terrell03.com. And that's pretty much it.
Good stuff, buddy. Well, look for Terrell next month, as always, my good friends. And we got to get ready for John Kitson, one of the probably one of the world's leading anti-5G activists right there in London. Going to be joining us from across the pond here in a moment. Until next time, stay safe and God bless. Good stuff, Terrell. Appreciate the time. We'll see you next month. And stay healthy, stay safe, and keep at it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. You have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. Bye.